This is episode number 2301 of the Who Cares News for Monday, September 26th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
The highly anticipated Don't Worry, Darling premiered in theaters nationwide this weekend.
Ooh. Now, I will say, I've been seeing the trailers on TV. And while it looks intriguing, it looks really esoteric. Olivia Wilde, you know, I love her. I love her to death.
You do, yeah.
I don't need to go out, run out and see this at the movies.
Nope.
I think this is one of those I can wait and I can see it on the streaming.
If then...
Well, no, I'll watch it. I will watch it.
You'll watch it, of course.
Yeah, right. I love her. I used to have a screensaver with her.
You did.
I got the best screensavers, I'm telling you.
It was the Olivia, the Tron Olivia Wilde.
No. Well, I had her too, but before that, I had when she was 13 on House.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah,
when
you've
we
never
first
seen that
met
one.
Her. And then yes. I did have the Tron.
You had the Tron one for
a
long time.
Yeah, I did have that. I need to revisit that.
What, and take Halle down?
Oh, well, no, I can't do that.
It's not as good as the Halle Berry
one.
You're right. It premiered in theaters nationwide this weekend after weeks of feuds and public jabs between director, your honey, Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, I wish.
And actor Florence Pugh. Social media had the final say about the movie after the initial Friday screenings.
Of course.
And some audiences booed Olivia when her name and likeness came on the screen.
No, that's not allowed. None of that.
And they cheered for Ms. Flo, who the internet claims was great.
Well, okay.
And that's probably the only great thing.
But she's supposed to be great. She's like the star of the movie kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. From what I understand.
And then if you're wondering about Harry Styles acting.
No, I'm not. I can guarantee
you. So anyway, Chris Pine.
We just pass that on by.
Ask that one.
The only reason he's in that movie is because he was stooping the director. That's all.
And I think they probably figured that he'd be a draw, too, because he's, you know, Harry.
I'm pretty sure some people went to see it because of him.
Of course.
It did like $19 million, which isn't a lot of money, but it didn't cost a lot of money to make it, so.
And probably 18.5 fan people went to go see because of Harry Styles.
Would they stand up and cheer him in the audience? Would it be distracting if you went to the movie with a bunch of young women that would be like,
And some men.
And then everybody going, boo, every time Olivia Wilde shows up. I'm distracting. Another reason to wait for it to come on streaming.
Anywho, so Chris Pine really became the sweetheart of the movie.
Oh, that's right. He's in the damn movie.
Yeah.
Too.
And somehow he escaped all the off-screen drama.
Well, except
for the rumor that, you know, Harry Styles sped on him.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Which evidently is untrue.
See, and I don't know if I buy that.
And why would Harry Styles spit on him?
Well, so here's the thing. What we didn't mention is Shia LaBeouf was supposed to be the Harry Styles character in the beginning. That didn't work out. Some way, shape, or form. That didn't work out.
Right.
He leaked kind of a video between him and Olivia, kind of, you know, dusting it up over
the
things.
Was it the chemistry?
I don't know if it was the chemistry or whether he didn't show up or whether he couldn't read. I don't know.
Maybe he just thought it sucked and didn't want to come back to work.
But enter Harry Styles, who, by the way, real big pop star if you hadn't heard. And, you know, him and Olivia started hitting it off while they were out there in Palm Springs at James Corden's house.
Yes.
And so the rest is movie history.
Oh, yes, movie history.
Wait for the streaming.
Ashton Kutcher is spilling one of the worst-kept secrets in rom-com history.
Oh, God. When was the last time he did a rom-com? It's been a while.
Yeah, he hasn't had to.
The
man doesn't have to work another man's eye.
Can he pull that off now, as old as he is?
Oh, I think so.
And how old do you think he's
got a baby face.
When was
he's
the last time we saw him on anything? It's been a while. It's been pre-pandemic that was since we've seen his baby face anywhere.
He did a commercial with Mila.
Okay. That's true, they did.
There was something else, too.
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
But whatever.
So he recently reunited with his No Strings Attached co-star Natalie Portman on an episode of his series, Our Future Selves.
Uh-huh.
So during their session, Ashton admits that their 2011 rom-com was pretty darn similar to the film starring his now wife, Mila Kunis.
Oh, that's right.
And Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Released the same year. What?
Called No Strings Attached?
Well,
Oh, Friends with Benefits.
Yes.
They were the same movie, different people. Seriously.
Which one was first?
I thought that the No Strings Attached was, but I could be wrong.
I thought I was too.
But wouldn't you want them to remake that with Ashton and Mila? Doesn't the romantic in you say they need to remake that? The Friends with Benefits.
Well, because he did one, she did one.
Yeah,
now
but
they should
need
do
to
it
make
together.
One together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would make the most sense to me anyway.
They're not as cute as they were 10 years ago, but it's okay.
He says, I think the first time we really started hanging out is when we shot No Strings together.
Mm.
It's also weird because my wife was shooting basically the same movie called Friends with Benefits.
Right. See, he admitted it right there.
That was the whole thing.
Yeah.
Both movies were about a man and a woman who decided to turn their friendship sexual without becoming a romantic couple.
And we know how that works.
Realizing later that it's more complicated than they thought.
Yeah, it's complicated. It's complicated.
So, as luck would have it, Ashton and Mila started dating a year after their twin movies. And here they are all these years later, and they said it wouldn't last. I think they're cute together.
Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis have a connection, too. They were in The Black Swan together. About the same time. This was a weird thing. There was something kind of in the universe about the Ashton Mila thing and Natalie Portman. They're all swirling. Where's Justin Timberlake?
He's not making movies. At that time, the 6 degrees factor was very strong.
It was so strong. The force was strong in this group.
Sometimes the Kevin Bacon factor, it's stronger than other times.
You went out and you saw these movies when they came out, and they were kind of cute.
They were both.
They were very predictable, but you're pulling for the couple at the end of both.
Well,
I will say this, if memory serves, that I was pulling more for the Ashton Natalie than I was for the Mila Justin. I don't know why, it had more heart. That's all I'm saying.
I would have to agree.
I think, like the thing in front of the hospital and blah, blah. Anyway, we digress.
Well, it's Natalie Portman for one thing.
Yeah, she's so darn cute.
And it's Ashton Kutcher. I mean,
but Mila Kunis is so darn cute, too.
And they were cute. Her and Justin were cute.
I do like
together.
Her in the Bad Mom movies, which really just is a total farce. Okay, enough. We've said too much. Our apologies to Halle Berry today and to Mila Kunis. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.